Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Daily COVID case rates just hit an all-time high in Tokyo, just a day after Japan moved to extend a state of emergency in three prefectures close to Tokyo, the hub of the Olympic Games, as well as in Osaka Prefecture, another big metro area. For more on how these could work, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Dr. Eric Feldman, Deputy Dean for International Programs and Professor of International Law and Medical Ethics and Health Policy at University of Pennsylvania Law School. Thank you for joining us.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
What's going on with COVID and the Olympics in Tokyo? Has the status of the virus and the surge changed things in Japan?
I think we have two parallel stories. One is what's going on with the Olympics, and the other what's going on in Japan. And in a sense, what's going on with the Olympics, one might say, is a fairly good situation. They've got, 70,000 volunteers and well over 10,000 competitors. And at last count, I think they've had just over 240 cases of people who have tested positive. So overall, one might say the games are going far better than many have expected, and there were, of course, large protests in Japan by the public who were not keen on hosting these games. On the other hand, the virus in Japan is clearly surging. When I was there just 1 year ago at this time, there were roughly 50 to 100 cases a day, started creeping up at the very end of July, beginning of August. Yesterday in Tokyo, there were over 4,000 cases and over 12,000 nationally. So Japan is experiencing its fifth wave, its fourth state of emergency, and that seems to be largely the same problem that we're having in the United States, which is a real increase due to the Delta variant, and some say in Japan an increase perhaps fueled by kind of Olympic enthusiasm and people going out to the Olympics, not to be spectators, because that, of course, is prohibited, but to have their pictures taken in front, to go to the local bar and watch the Olympics unfold, et cetera. That speculation, I think that's likely to be a relatively small cause of the increase. I think the Delta variant is pushing the surge in Japan, and the low vaccination rate is not doing the country any good either.
So now, are they putting some restrictions in place? I think I heard that people are told not to go out sightseeing. I don't know what other restrictions are being put in place, and is it too late?
That's exactly right. I don't think there are any new restrictions. From the beginning, the International Olympic Committee and the Japanese Committee overseeing the Olympics have put in place a fairly rigid set of restrictions on those involved in the Olympics, and that's both the media, it's the athletes, it's the trainers. They're confined to the Olympic Village. They lose one of the great benefits of the Olympics, and when I say they, it's both the participants and the hosts, right? The Olympics are an opportunity to showcase the country's history and culture and vibrancy and food, and instead, this is a aggressively controlled event. So there's nothing new. There's just the continuation of cutting the Olympic athletes and participants off from the rest of Japan in an effort to create an Olympic bubble like the other sorts of sports bubbles we've seen around the world. And those have been fairly successful as we've seen them unfold in the U.S. and the Euro 2000 Soccer Cup and a number of other athletic events.
So
I think it's... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
So if we look at this Olympics, how will that inform large-scale events here in the United States? Will, like concert producers or theme parks say, we should look at that and then learn from that?
I think if a concert producer looks at the Olympics, they're going to wonder whether or not having a concert without any spectators or fans is going to be much good, right? If you look at the televised coverage of the Olympics, you'll see enormous stadiums devoid of spectators. And so perhaps there, for those holding large-scale events that require spectators, they're going to have some second thoughts because the Olympic organizers clearly thought they couldn't do that safely. On the other hand, for a large-scale sporting event without spectators, the Olympics may be suggesting that if we're willing to trade off having spectators involved and the energy and vibrancy that that brings to the event, the athletes themselves may be able to compete relatively safely. Whether that's a choice we're interested in or willing to make in these large-scale events, I think, is another question.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time this morning. Dr. Eric Feldman, University of Pennsylvania Law School.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.